fight for the heart and soul of America. Broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Well, it's going to be interesting tomorrow because President Trump is going to go to Southern California and look at prototypes of the wall. The LA Police Department says they're prepared for anything. Well, they better be prepared for a lot of Antifa activity, a lot of angry people screaming about DACA. Because as we're seeing with the Democrat Party now, they just continue to go further and further left. I've got a couple of articles we're going to talk about today. For 2020, the abolishing ICE looks like it's going to be a campaign issue for Democrats. They want to not just abolish the borders, but they want to abolish all enforcement of border laws. Get rid of ICE. I mean, that's what Obama did throughout his entire term. That was what DACA was. It was his Homeland Security Secretary saying, we're not going to enforce a law. Deferred action. Yeah, not going to do it. And now they just want to say, well, let's just get rid of ICE altogether. We're not going to bring it back. They pretend these lower court federal judges, of course, there has been a lower court federal judge in California as well as one in New York saying, DACA is the law. You can't do anything about it. No, DACA is saying that you're not going to enforce the law, that you're not going to enforce the borders. And now we've had a judge in Maryland say just the opposite. Said it's perfectly reasonable for Trump to start to enforce the border laws again, to start to enforce the borders themselves. But, of course, the Democrats now want to make abolishing ICE part of their campaign platform, as well as banning all so-called assault weapons. So ban the guns, ban the borders, keep the identity politics. it's gonna be a good 2020 election, I think. As a matter of fact, I think 2018 is starting to shape up pretty well as well. We have Rachel Maddow, a clip I played yesterday, but you've got to hear this again. Again, the mouthpiece of the radical left. They're all coalescing around her ideas, and she was saying, "Well, you might think." This whole thing with North Korea, if you've got president after president that haven't done this, maybe there's a reason they haven't done this. Well, Jimmy Carter came out today and said, I think it's good that we're going to be talking to him. Now, Jimmy Carter didn't do it. We haven't had a president for 70 years that has gone there to do this. But, of course, we haven't had a president have to respond to North Korea becoming increasingly belligerent, launching missiles over Japan, ever increasingly larger nuclear tests. It's about time somebody do something about this. And if we can have a meeting where there is nothing on the table except the possibility that nothing changes, I mean, that's the worst downside for the American government, that we could go there and it could be a selfie event so that he gets to stand on the stage with President Trump and then nothing happens. And then he still has all the sanctions in place. They're not going to be taken away until after the meeting. All the sanctions would still be in place. He would still have the world's largest arsenal pointed at his country in case he messes up one of these missiles, actually hits Japan, or better not shoot one at Guam at the military base there. We're also going to play a little bit of the interview I had yesterday with Christian Saucier. He was the sailor who was on the submarine, and he talks about how it was. He was singled out in an act of political persecution. It was years after this had happened. It was not something that was done by the military. It was done by Comey and the FBI as an example. I mean, you look at that hypocrisy, saying that he was going to let Hillary Clinton go, but don't you try this at home. And then they made an example out of Christian Saucier, now, who was pardoned on Saturday by President Trump. And we're going to play a little bit of the excerpt of that, as well as a congressman from Kentucky warning about gun control bills that will be coming up perhaps this week. And we're going to take a look at how that is shaping up and changing that legislation. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Jobs, 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 said Trump as he went to Pennsylvania. He's going to be going to California tomorrow to take a look at prototypes for the wall. And let's hope that he does build a wall. I want to play for you a clip from the Pennsylvania rally. Because the crowd there made it very clear that they haven't changed their mind, even though we still don't have a wall, and even though I understand a lot of people believe that it has to be approved by Congress. I don't think it does. Why is it that something that is essential to our security, protecting our border, can't be funded out of the Pentagon's budget? Everything is funded out of the Pentagon's budget. They put all kinds of stuff in the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. They even put indefinite detention by the military without trial for American citizens in the NDAA. If you can put that in there, can't we put a wall in there? Can't we fund a wall? We had $40 million that was given by the Pentagon to the Department of State to say that they were going to use it for an information war. It's nothing but propaganda. And they did it to the State Department just to appease people being concerned that it was going to be used against American citizens. It's going to be used against American citizens. It doesn't matter that they're giving it to the State Department. They created the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act to make it clear that the NSA, the CIA, were not to surveil American citizens, but they did it anyway. And they used the FISA court as a means of getting broad searches on Mr. and Mrs. Verizon, as Rand Paul put it. So they expanded this, got rid of the Fourth Amendment using the FISA court. They put everything in the defense budget, but not something to protect the wall. No troops at the border while the wall is being built. No wall being funded out of the defense budget. I think it ought to be put there. We ought to start something and ask President Trump, why doesn't he just do it? He's in charge of the military. We got a lot of federal judges saying he can't enforce the border law and the border, saying that this memo from Obama's Homeland Security Secretary, Janet Napolitano, is now somehow one of our core governing principles. It's like it's replaced everything else in the Constitution. For her to say, I'm going to defer action, I'm not going to enforce the border. But as I was saying at the top of the hour, that is now becoming a core issue for the Democrats. They're talking about abolishing ICE. They're not content with abolishing the enforcement of the border. They're not content with abolishing the border. They want to abolish every aspect of it. They don't even want ICE to be there. And it's getting pretty insane for the Democrats. But let's go first to this rally where President Trump was. We got a couple of interesting quotes from this rally over the weekend. Of course, there's a congressional race that is happening in Pennsylvania. Everybody is doubling down on that on both sides. Everybody wants bragging rights as to who's going to win there. But I think that regardless of what happens with this special election, I think the Democrats continue to run farther and farther and farther to the left. They want to abolish ICE. They want to abolish guns. They want an assault weapons ban. They are so increasingly out of touch with the American public. They've completely abandoned all pocketbook issues. Remember when Clinton and his team said, it's the economy, stupid. In other words, let's stay focused on this core thing. Pocketbook issues, kitchen table issues, as they call it. Well, of course, now you've got the Democrats who say, we're going to fight you for the crumbs on your kitchen table. We're not going to let you have that. And they don't really realize that they have lost the blue-collar workers. And I don't think they're going to get them back anytime soon. They're certainly not going to get them back in 2020 if they focus on abolishing ICE and abolishing the Second Amendment and keep their identity politics. I mean, that's the direction that they're running. But let's take a look at what the crowd did, how they responded to President Trump. First, he talks about DACA. Oh, we're going to do something for DACA. You don't need to do something for DACA. You need to get rid of DACA. You need to enforce the law at the border, not just build a wall, but say we're going to enforce immigration laws. So first he talks about DACA as basically crickets from the crowd. And then he starts to talk about the wall and listen to the difference between these two responses from the crowd.
They want to stop DACA. DACA is their issue. But I'm willing to go along. Get it done. We got to get it done, right? Get it done.
Do we?
We are building the wall 100%, 100%.
All right, so you hear that. DACA, that's their issue. We got to get it done. Well, he's right. It is their issue. It's a losing issue for them. And it's not the issue that he campaigned and won on. And it's not the issue that his supporters want to see. Why do we have to get it done? Let's end it. That's the way you get it done. But President Trump, of course, there's a lot of support for the wall. He is going to be going to Southern California. The L.A. Police Department says they've got to be prepared for anything. It's probably going to be a lot of protests there, marches and so forth. They're going to have Antifa people. It should be quite a circus provided by the left. He's going to be going to Southern California to look at prototypes for the wall. He will spend tomorrow and a bit of Wednesday in Southern California looking at the prototypes that he has vowed to build, and they are located in San Diego. He'll also be attending a fundraiser. And again, when we look at DACA, I just want to remind you of the story that I had last week. We've had a couple of judges, one in California, one in New York, saying that President Trump has no authority to enforce borders and to enforce border laws. And that's absolutely not true. We've had a third judge now. Judge Roger Titus, a Bush appointee, last week, he ruled that President Trump acted within his authority to rescind an executive order. It's not even an executive order. It's a memo from Janet Napolitano at Homeland Security. So it's not even an executive order. But if it were an executive order, why can't Trump rescind the executive order that Barack Obama had? I mean, that's just common sense. So he said that given the reasonable belief that DACA was unlawful, this is what the judge said. Given the reasonable belief that DACA was unlawful, of course it was unlawful. It was to say we're not going to enforce the law or the border. So it was unlawful. And that's what this judge Titus ruled. He said, given the reasonable belief that DACA was unlawful, the decision to wind down DACA in an orderly manner was rational. And he says, even though you may not like his disheartening or inappropriate statements that he occasionally makes, they are not relevant to the larger issues governing the DACA rescission. DACA rescission memo is clear as to its purpose and reasoning, and its decision is rational and supported by the administrative record. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think President Trump, as I've said before, needs to channel Andrew Jackson and say these lower court federal judges have made their ruling. Let's see them enforce it. As a matter of fact, let's see the Supreme Court enforce it. Why would Jeff Sessions even appeal? Why would his Department of Justice even appeal DACA to the Supreme Court? It is not an issue of law. But the Democrats continue to move to the left, as Zurhedge points out. Left-wing pundits and activists are increasingly pressuring Democrat politicians to embrace the fringe position of abolishing ICE, just as they want to abolish our borders and immigration laws. Once an idea limited to the far left fringes, abolishing the nation's immigration enforcement agency now looks likely to become a campaign issue in the Democrats' 2020 presidential campaign. Let's hope so. Former Hillary Clinton campaign spokesman Brian Fallon came out for abolishing the agency in January. He said ICE operates as an unaccountable deportation force. Dems running in 2020 should campaign on ending the agency in its current form. That's right. End the borders, take the guns, and then Trump and the Republican Party can run on the economy and tell them how stupid they were for missing it. But that's not all. They're going to go after guns as well. This is another core part of their 2020 campaign. They said all these senators who look like likely candidates have now come out very strongly for an assault weapon ban, and they are boxing themselves into a corner. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mycos DX is back, and just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results, so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. We say a fungus is a scourge, mold's a scourge, and you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. Mycos DX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. Mycos DX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
talking about gun control. We're talking about what happened in Florida, what is likely to happen in Washington in terms of gun control. We've had President Trump now back off from the idea that he's going to take guns, rifles from 18 to 21-year-olds. But we're going to talk about the insanity of gun control. And we got a great message from a Kentucky congressman, Thomas Massie, warning about the way the establishment Republicans are perhaps going to play everybody on this. They've been holding this reciprocity bill, this national reciprocity bill, for quite some time. And he's very concerned based on what he's heard inside Washington. He put out a public message on this. He's very concerned that they're going to use that as bait to get some very restrictive, dangerous gun control legislation through. So we're going to play his message. We've also got part of the interview that I had with Christian Saucier yesterday. He is the sailor who was on the submarine. He took some pictures that were born classified as confidential, the lowest level. And as he pointed out in the interview yesterday, anything that is classified as confidential means something that does not jeopardize national security by definition. You have three basic levels of classification, confidential, secret, and top secret. Well, of course, Hillary Clinton's conversations that she was so careless about exposing, they were born not classified, not confidential. They were born above top secret. These were all things that could affect national security. And yet they tried to prevaricate around this and say, well, look, there's only a couple of these things that have markings on them. Well, that's enough. You only need one. But everything that she had on her server pretty much was above top secret. Nothing happened to her. And he spoke yesterday about the hypocrisy of this and how he's not going to let that slide. So I want you to hear part of that interview. We had him on for a couple of segments. It's probably about 20 minutes. It's on the Alex Jones channel, but I've got an excerpt that I want to play, for those of you on the radio and listening to the live broadcast. But let's go back to, what is about to take place. Of course, we've got the, Democrats saying that they're going to call for banning ICE. This is the new platform for the Democrats. They're going to ban immigration control enforcement. That's the next step. Keeping DACA. You know, we got to keep DACA. No, we don't. We don't need to keep DACA. As you heard at the beginning of the broadcast, when President Trump said that we're gonna make that work, gonna keep that. It's like dead silence, crickets. But when he talked about the wall, the crowd went crazy. We have to have control of our borders. The Democrats don't want that. And so they're going to make this election about the same issue that they lost on. And let's hope that President Trump doesn't throw this issue away. Let's hope he doesn't throw away the gun issue either, because those are the two issues that they want to run on. We got a Democrat strategist saying that of all these candidates coming up, these Democrat senators, they said nobody wants to be lightweight when it comes to guns in the Democrat Party, particularly an assault weapons ban. They all want to be seen as the ones who really rushed to the forefront and pushed this issue when it really mattered. And this guy says these weapons, assault weapons, and let's understand that they've never given us a definition of assault weapons. He said these weapons are not for hunting. Well, if you read the Second Amendment, it's not about hunting. Newsflash. He says they're for killing human beings. We understand they're also for defending human beings. It's a tool. It can be used by killers or by defenders. And we saw that in the Sutherland Springs, Texas church shooting. Both the guy that stopped the killer and the killer had the same gun. So they want to take it away from the guy that stopped the killer. The guy who, by the way, was also an NRA instructor at one point in time. That's the rationale of the left. But it's not just the left. We've got the people on the right, the Wall Street crowd, like Peggy Noonan, who was criticizing President Trump on Meet the Press yesterday. And she said, I did not call Trump a Neanderthal. That would be unfair to Neanderthals. Peggy Noonan writes for the Wall Street Journal. And even though she used to write speeches for President Reagan decades ago, she is one of the best spokespersons for the establishment Republican Party, the Wall Street people, who are freaking out over the idea that we would protect our manufacturing base. Can you imagine such a ridiculous idea, says the Wall Street bankers, the Wall Street brokers, the people like Peggy Noonan. They think that there is such a thing as free trade. And as I've said before, there is no free trade. There's no such thing as free trade. There's no such thing as a free lunch. A lot of these people who would push for the concept, the abstract concept of free trade, would also tell you when you're talking about a free market versus socialism versus government control of the economy, they would tell you there's no such thing as a free lunch. You can't promise people a welfare state and say, well, you're going to get all this stuff for free, like Bernie Sanders. No, there is no such thing as a free lunch. And there's no such thing as free trade either. Take a look at what Elon Musk said when he tweeted to President Trump about China. And I'm not a big Elon Musk fan, but the facts are the facts. He said, I'm against import duties in general, but the current rules make things very difficult, said Elon Musk. It's like competing in an Olympic race wearing lead shoes. Yeah, like I said last week. It's like Kurt Vonnegut's Harrison Bergeron. And he was writing that about a society that was so insane about egalitarianism that they wanted to make anybody that had any ability, they wanted to basically handicap them so they didn't have that ability. So you had ballet dancers who had to try to dance. If they were any good, they would put lead weights on them so that they didn't dance any better than somebody else. Everybody gets a participation trophy. Nobody gets embarrassed. Nobody is better than anyone else. That's the leveling, the egalitarianism. The founders called it leveling, the levelers. We call them socialists, communists, Democrats is what we call them. And so Elon Musk, who was the king of crony capitalism, says when we look at these current trade rules, he says it's like trying to compete in an Olympic race wearing lead shoes. Again, it is Harrison Bergeron trade rules. That's what this really is. And he gives an example. He said an American car going to China pays 25% import duty, but a Chinese car coming to the U.S. pays only 2.5%. Understand that? 25% versus 2.5%. In other words, 10 times the difference. So if a car is being sold by the Chinese and they bought up a Volvo, they bought up a lot of very expensive luxury car companies now. They're becoming a major force in the automotive world. And if they sell their cars into our market, they only get a 2.5% tax on it. But if we try to sell an American car into China, we get 25%, 10 times. And as I was talking last week, in the EU, it's nearly as bad. It's a 4 times differential. A 10% tax on American cars going into the EU, while they come in with the 2.5% tax. Everybody takes advantage of us. And yet you've got China, and you've got Jean-Claude Juncker of the EU threatening the U.S., saying, don't start a trade war. They have been at war with us for quite some time. The EU and China and the Wall Street bankers that Peggy Noonan loves so much, these people have been bombing our manufacturing infrastructure. And when we come back, we've got a great reply from President Trump mocking the idea that he should be presidential. This is for Peggy Noonan when we come back. Stay with us.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it, but boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
All right, so Peggy Noonan says she didn't call Trump a Neanderthal. She said that would not be fair to Neanderthals. President Trump made that comment at the rally in Pennsylvania. She said as she was talking to Todd on NBC's Meet the Press, she said, yeah, that was a column and where I tried to wrap my head around how many folks and businesses and folks on the ground in American politics, moderate centrists, look at this White House and say, you know, in terms of this, this, and this, this is kind of working. But then I look at this, this, and this, and his actions, and I think he's kind of crazy. And as I said before, her problem working at the Wall Street Journal, the same problem these Wall Street people and bankers have. She's talking to Chuck Todd there. Their problem is that they don't like the trade deals that he's doing, and they're throwing a trade tirade. But here's what's crazy. She wants to say that Trump is crazy. You had Ross Perot get into politics. You know, these billionaires who've been very successful to get into politics, they know that's kind of crazy. They know that people are going to be throwing bricks at them. I mean, all their life, they have been able to just go out and take action. Here, they've got to try to build consensus with a lot of bickering politicians. Everybody is throwing bricks at them and criticizing them and attacking them at a personal level. And they look at this and go, hey, you know, this is kind of crazy to be in politics. And it is. It is. But we're glad that he's doing it and getting things done. But what is really crazy is when we allow China to charge our cars a tax that is 10 times what we charge their cars coming into our country. Or the European Union allowed them to charge a tax that is 4 times on our cars what we charge on their cars coming into our country. That's really what's crazy. And that's really what needs to end. But, you know, she wants to criticize him for being presidential. President Trump had a lot of fun with this yesterday. Or I guess maybe it was Saturday that he went. But anyway, he was mocking the idea that he needed to act presidential. Take a listen to what President Trump said.
Is Trump a good speaker? She's talking about he uses a language that, you know how easy, remember I used to tell how easy it is to be presidential? But you'd all be out of here right now. You'd be so bored. Because I could stand up, right? I could stand up.
He's walking on a real stiff.
I'm very presidential. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here tonight. Rick Saccone will be a great, great congressman. He will help me very much. He's a fine man. And Yang is a wonderful wife.
He kind of sounds like Obama.
I just want to tell you on behalf of the United
Except
States
he needs
of
more
America
eyes
that
and
we
knees.
Appreciate your service. We appreciate your service. And to all of the military out there, we respect you very much. Thank you. Thank you. And then you go.
Is President Trump mocking
God
what
bless
a,
you.
A stock
and
presidential
God bless
speaker would be.
The United States of America. Thank you very much.
And then he walks off very stiffly.
See, that's easy. That's much easier than doing what I have to do. But this is much more effective. Don't forget, this guy is elected. If I came like a stiff, you guys wouldn't be here tonight.
And that was his reply to Peggy Noonan's column. So then she goes on with Chuck Todd, and she says, well, it was spoofy, and there was, I think he was making fun of this false formality meant to give an air of seriousness to many of our politicians. You know what I think, when he started talking like that, he sounded to me like Barack Obama, because Barack Obama has always sounded to me like Eddie Murphy doing an impersonation of a white man. You know, when Eddie Murphy would say, I'm going to infiltrate white people and see what they do when no black people are around. And so he'd put on makeup and he'd be really stiff and he would talk very square like that. And that's basically the way Obama talked. And that was the way President Trump was talking, except, as I said, he needed to have a lot more eyes and me's and eyes and eyes and eyes, as Obama always did. But she went on to say he was making fun of the false formality meant to give an air of seriousness to many of our politicians. And she said, I would like to note merely, he seems to think that in this column, I called him a Neanderthal. I did not. I would not. I've been studying Neanderthals. They had great cave paintings. Those paintings spoke of certain sensibility, a certain artistic complexity. Their tribes were organized. I would not call him a Neanderthal because that would not be fair. See, Peggy Noonan epitomizes the arrogance of the establishment elite in that. So, we would not call him, let's not call President Trump a Republican. Or let's not call Republicans part of the movement anymore, because that wouldn't be fair to the movement. Not a serious politician. Absolutely amazing. But of course, really the crazy stuff is NAFTA and the other things that these politicians have given us. So as President Trump did the rally on Saturday, he was saying at one point, jobs, 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 because it had a great jobs report that came out on Friday. And as Reuters is pointing out today, the world stock markets are basking in the U.S. jobs data glow. It said world stocks surged to a 2-week high on Monday after strong U.S. jobs data at the end of last week helped to take the edge off investors' concerns about potential outbreak of trade war between the United States and other major economies. It said markets have been cheering Friday's U.S. non-farm payrolls data that showed a hefty 313,000 rise in jobs, but also revealed, and this is important, So they have big increase in jobs, but they're looking at the annual growth and average hourly earnings that slowed to 2.6% after spiking in January. This suggested that the world's largest economy is experiencing what they call a Goldilocks trend. This is what the economist said. So this is why the stock markets around the world are so happy. Because what they're seeing now is what one strategist who called it the Goldilocks report. He said, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, it's just right. So it's about as perfect a set of figures as you can get from a policymaker's point of view. The increase in jobs was nothing short of amazing. But then there wasn't a lot of inflation. So you're seeing a combination of high growth and low inflation. Think back to what tanked America, caused the malaise under Jimmy Carter. What was that? It was just the opposite. It was called stagflation. So Goldilocks is just the opposite of stagflation. Stagflation meant that we had a stagnant economy with no growth, and yet we had very high inflation. Now we have growth without inflation. So the stock markets are very happy. You should be happy, but they're not happy. They should be happy, but they're not happy. They're happy for a day or so, but they're still complaining about the fact that we're going to try to level the playing field on trade. So we don't play at a 4-to-1 disadvantage with Europe or a 10-to-1 disadvantage with China. We're not allowed to do that. And yet President Trump is putting out a series of videos with American workers who said our factories were left to rot. I disagree with that. They were not left to rot. It wasn't neglect. It was a deliberate policy by all these people who are complaining about the trade situation right now that President Trump is trying to take steps to change. All these people who are preaching to us about free trade, I'm sorry, we've seen decades of your so-called free trade. It was a deliberate takedown of our economy. And as I was pointing out yesterday, in this city, in Granite City, Illinois, or this steel plant, they've started hiring people back. As they pointed out, they had, when they shut down this plant in 2015 under Obama, they said lunch deliveries stopped at the restaurant, a place that was selling retail shoes, their sales plummeted. In other words, if you don't have manufacturing, you're not going to have a service economy. This is something we have to do for the life of the country. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I want to play for you an interview that I had yesterday with Christian Sauce. He's the sailor who was persecuted by the Obama Justice Department, by FBI Director James Comey, in a civilian trial. This is something that is a common infraction. He took a couple of pictures of where he was working because he's going to be leaving the subservice. That is not authorized. It's typically handled, as he pointed out, by being demoted to a lower pay grade or rank within the military. But instead, the Obama administration, at the same time that we saw James Comey come on, it was in July that he said he was going to give Hillary Clinton a pass, said, yes, you violated all these security laws, created all these felonies, but it's not to our, in our interest to prosecute her. But don't you try this at home. And the next month, they got a long jail sentence on Christian Saucier. And we've been, a lot of people, including me on this radio broadcast, have been calling for his pardon. And President Trump did that on the weekend. And so we were able to get Christian on. I want to play a little bit of the press announcement from Sarah Sanders and a little excerpt from the interview that we had with him yesterday. But before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. This was part of our Operation Paul Revere, as we're under attack from the gatekeepers, the Silicon Valley censors who think that they're going to control our speech. And it is a fight that we're working with right now. But also, they're being egged on by the Southern Poverty Law Center, by CNN, trying to get them to censor us more than they are. And so in response to that, we have a sale that we put on, 30 to 80% off store-wide plus free shipping. And let me give you an example of some of the sales that we have at the Operation Paul Revere at InfoWarsStore.com. We have some of our most popular products, 50% off. We got Super Male, Super Female Vitality, Real Red Pill, Pollen Block, Immune Wall, Biome Defense, True Whey Protein, Prebiotic Fiber, all of those 50% off. We also have InfoWars Life Select Survival Food 40% off. That is a big savings, especially when you combine it with free shipping, because these are high dollar items, you know, depending on the quantity that you buy there, but they're going to last for 25 years. So you can freeze your price there at 40% off the current price. Protect yourself against a spike in, cost of food, as well as any kind of emergency supply. They're going to last for 25 years. They're made in America. They're non-GMO. And you can even reseal it and use it for a couple more days once you break that seal. So take a look at the InfoWars Life Select Survival Food, 40% off plus free shipping right now. And we have a lot of other items all the way up to 80% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this operation, and we really do appreciate your support. All right, let's play the announcement from Sarah Sanders, White House Press Secretary, as she announced the fact that President Trump was going to pardon Christian Saucier this great travesty, this injustice that was done. This is not really a prosecution. It was a persecution by the Obama Justice Department to make an example out of him. And this is what Sarah Sanders said at the press conference.
In other news today, the president has pardoned Christian Saucier, a Navy submariner. Mr. Saucier was 22 years old at the time of his offenses and has served out his 12-month sentence. He has been recognized by his fellow service members for his dedication, skill, and patriotic spirit. While serving, he regularly mentored younger sailors and served as an instructor for new recruits. The sentencing judge found that Mr. Saucier's offense stands in contrast to his commendable military service.
And again, this is something that's typically happened within, handled within the military, for doing something like this. It's not that uncommon that somebody takes a picture as a souvenir. It would just be handled as a demotion. But instead, they made this into a felony. So Christian couldn't get a job anywhere. He was having to work as a trash collector, even though he's highly skilled as an ex-Navy technician. And now the pardon from President Trump will really make a big difference in his life. But he's not content to just leave it there and say, thanks, now I'm going to go back quietly. No, Christian wants to talk about this double standard. I had a long interview with him yesterday, and I want to play for you now an excerpt from that interview. And Christian, as we'd seen back in January the 2nd, we had President Trump tweeting out at that point in time, saying Crooked Hillary's top aide, Huma Abedin, has been accused of disregarding basic security protocol. She put classified passwords in the hands of foreign agents. No problem for any of that, right? He said, remember the sailor's picture on a submarine? Jail the deep state Justice Department must finally act. Also on Comey and others. So I personally, I can't imagine how you felt. Because when I saw James Comey do that, it made my blood boil to say that she'd commit all these felonies, but she was going to be let loose. But don't you try this at home. And then sending you to jail, and that was about a month before your jail term began, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I'd already pled guilty and accepted responsibility, and I was basically just waiting to go to prison at that point. And I just was utterly disgusted. I watched it live on television while I was wearing an ankle monitor, you know, out on $100,000 bail. And I sat there with my wife, and I didn't know. I was speechless, you know.
I can imagine because I was speechless watching it with my wife, and I wasn't under threat of a jail term for a very, very minor charge compared to what Hillary did.
Yeah, I mean. And I couldn't believe it. You know, it'd be one thing if this happened years apart from my case and they, you know, maybe forgot about it or something like that. But it was happening at the exact same time. Yeah. These are the same federal prosecutors, the same FBI, the same people that went after me with the greatest of fervor, destroyed my life, destroyed my family's life, bankrupted us. And you know, they're giving this person, Hillary Clinton, a benefit of the doubt, somebody who's not you know, one of the most corrupt politicians in Washington.
Oh, yeah. Globally.
And somebody like me who's proudly served their country for 11 years and has a stellar military record, just demolished by these people. And I couldn't believe it. I said, people have got to be upset about this. And it's upsetting that the left wants to protect her so much and without even taking a look at the facts, you know. I mean, you know, her and Obama weaponized the Department of Justice against me. They used me as a scapegoat to say, look, we're hard on people that mishandle classified information, unless you're, of course, you know, a politically connected elite that's, you know, the current president at that time says is the most, you know, the best person to be the next president. So it's very upsetting.
Yeah, that was the thing that made me so angry. It was as basically, she's too big to jail, but don't you try this at home. And then using you as the poster child for that. That was just amazing.
I mean, you could go on and on about the tarmac meeting and everything like that. All these things that should have pointed to a corrupt Department of Justice. And, you know, it just everybody just says, well, you know, it's business as usual in D.C. And, you know, thank goodness we have Trump there now, because, I mean, President Trump, he's like a one-man wrecking crew destroying the establishment of corruption that's been in D.C. for so long, and they hate it.
Yeah.
And I love watching him do it. I mean, you know, it's just... And I love watching him squirm on CNN and all these other fake news networks and say, well, but he's done nearly everything that he promised he was going to do in such short order. I mean, mine is just one of the minor things, you know, my pardon and restoring my good name is just one of the many things that he's done right so far that he promised he was going to do. And they don't know how to respond to it. And, you know, it's sad. Frankly, because he doesn't get the credit he deserves. He's an amazing man. And after speaking to him on the phone, I just reinforced everything I'd already believed about him from watching him.
Well, you know, the further they go down this path, the more they're just destroying themselves, because the American people can see this. They see what the difference between what CNN and others are telling us and the reality of what's going on. But let's talk a little bit about your life now. What are your plans going ahead? You point out they essentially bankrupted you. They made it so that you couldn't get a job. Now you'll be able to get a job with the pardon, but tell us a little bit about your life ahead of you now.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to keep fighting for what I believe is right. I think that this double standard of justice needs to get exposed. And as long as you guys will let me come on your show and talk about it, and I think we need to raise awareness, because we shouldn't let this disappear into the abyss like so many other, you know, liberal conspiracies or whatever that have just kind of said, well, you know, it's no big deal. I think we should keep pushing the issue, and I intend to do that.
I agree. Because I think that basically what should happen, don't you agree, Christian, that what should happen is you served a year in jail. I think that was excessive. But I think what should happen is Hillary should go to prison, and then when she gets out, he can pardon her so she can get an honest job somewhere.
I don't know if she knows what that word is anymore. But I think, yeah, I absolutely. I think that Hillary Clinton, Huma Abedin, Cheryl Mills, James Comey, all the other people that were involved in this conspiracy, Loretta Lynch, and probably Obama as well, should be put on trial. And they should be tried and run through the same legal system that I was. You know, obviously they'll have a lot more funds to throw at legal.
He's absolutely right. And you can find out how you can help him. He went through a lot of difficulty with this. They basically bankrupted him. Stay with us when we come back. Saturday Night Live breaks the sad news to its audience.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Well, you just heard Christian Saucier, who was pardoned by President Trump. He said, you're welcome to this party. He said, did a great job serving the Navy. Now go live your life. He gave him his life back by taking away that felony conviction. But there's not going to be any felony conviction for James Clapper. He's now going to avoid charges for lying under oath. You know, because he's too big to jail, just like Hillary Clinton, just like James Comey. As a matter of fact, Hillary Clinton, you just heard that interview with Chris Saucier talking about how they ran him over the coals, persecuted him, and let Hillary Clinton go free, even though she really did violate national security in a way that would damage this country. No, she was allowed to go free. But not only that, she is now going to be honored by Harvard University for her transformative impact on society. Yeah, she had a transformative impact on society, didn't she? And she just keeps giving. She's the gift, the criminal that just keeps giving. This is the Radcliffe Medal that they're going to award her from this university here. And from Harvard University. Isn't that great? Harvard University. What a stellar place. Why would anybody send their kids there? Anyway, they went on to say, the dean, who is Elizabeth Cohen. Elizabeth, not Elizabeth, but Elizabeth Cohen. She said, whether in Arkansas, Washington, D.C., New York State, or traveling around the globe as Secretary of State, you know, kind of like she did when she was under fire. Remember that? All those people shooting at her and everything. Secretary Clinton has provided a model of what it takes to transform society. Wow, hasn't she? But not in the way that we would respect. Not in the way that we'd respect at all. As a matter of fact, when we look at the way this is breaking down here, we have a new precedent in political history. We have an extraordinary number of ex-CIA operatives running for Congress as, guess what? Democrats. Of course they're Democrats. Of course they're Democrats. You got Megyn Kelly, who is saying, oh, I think Putin has something on President Trump. Well, she's hoping that she's got another Putin interview because she's struggling. She's on the ropes as far as her career goes. But these people have all been colluding with Hillary Clinton. And I find it interesting, and we'll talk a little bit more about this in the next segment, that Saturday Night Live, which is, you know, it's really the comedians that have taken the lead because mainstream legacy media has taken so many hits, has become so obviously fake, so stiff, so unbelievable, as President Trump was making his impersonation of a president. You wouldn't like me if I was presidential. And he does this boilerplate speech and he walks and talks very stiffly. Well, that's what legacy media does. They just give you this dumbed down establishment narrative and nobody pays any attention to them anymore. So everybody in younger generations gets all their news from comedians and outlets like Saturday Night Live. And so they came in with their cold opening on Saturday night. And they told everybody, basically they did a parody of the Bachelor finale where the Bachelor dumps this girl who thinks that she's going to be chosen. And instead they had Mueller come in and break the news. They recreated that scene that was very awkward, very painful for that young woman. But they did it basically telling their audience, there isn't going to be any collusion. I'm sorry. And we've kind of led you along this path and there's nothing there. I find it to be a very interesting admission by the clowns of media that we have now, because they are the ones who are in the catbird seat. You know, it's Hillary Clinton's idol, the guy that she wrote her term paper on, Saul Alinsky, in his Rules for Radical. He said the most effective weapon is ridicule. And that's the most effective weapon of the Democrats right now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. The new Democrat Party, maybe the CIA. That's what it's shaping up to be. We have this story from the Gateway Pundit. No precedent in U.S. political history, they say. An extraordinary number of ex-CIA operatives are running for Congress as Democrats. Now, this comes from a report by Patrick Martin of the World Socialist website, and he's actually bragging about it, saying that one quarter of all the Democrat challengers in competitive House districts have military intelligence, State Department, or NSC backgrounds. This is by far the largest subcategory of Democrat candidates. There we go. National security operatives. Of the 102 primary elections to choose Democratic nominees in these competitive districts, 44 involve candidates with military intelligence or State Department background, with 11 districts having two such candidates, one district having three. In the majority of contests, the military intelligence candidates seem likely to win the Democrat nomination, and if the Democrats win in the general election, they would enter Congress as new members in the House of Representatives. There you go. Kim.com talked about this. He tweeted out, he said, the deep state no longer wants to rely on unreliable puppets. They want to do it themselves. We see them being hired as pundits by the major news media organizations. And you know, when Megyn Kelly was here, and she's still pushing this whole thing about there's collusion between Putin and Trump, or he's got something on Trump and so forth. She's still pushing that failed narrative. While her network hires ex-spooks to talk directly to the people. They don't want Operation Mockingbird anymore. They want to sing directly to you. You get your propaganda straight from the horse's mouth. And when she was here, she had just had her first interview. When she wanted to interview Alex Jones, she was here. She had her first interview with Putin. And when I met her, she goes, you see my interview with Putin? I said, I don't care about Putin. I'm concerned about Clapper and Brennan and Michael Hayden. I said, these are the guys. This out-of-control intelligence state. And that was over a year ago, I think. Anyway, it was maybe it was about a year ago. I said, those people are the ones who are destroying our country. They're a much bigger threat to us than anything that Putin would do in terms of tampering with our election. And they still are, but she's still selling this, and they're still selling this. WikiLeaks' Julian Assange says this is a new trend that is unprecedented convergence of power. Here's what he tweeted out about that. Julian Assange said, the merger between the CIA, the Democrats, the Iraq War neocons, NBC, CNN, and the Washington Amazon Post is a baleful predictor for U.S. democracy. And as they point out in Gateway Pundit, intelligence operatives failed to keep Trump out of the White House. Now they will try to stop him by electing lawmakers to serve inside the House to thwart his agenda. So now they're, after they pulled everything that they could in their official capacity as the deep state, the dark state, to try to subvert the election, to try to run him out of office, now they're going on to the media, now they're running for office. all these CIA operatives, like Evan McMullen in Utah. They pulled him up at the last minute, hoping that they could rig the Electoral College against him if Trump lost Utah. And as we see all this happening, we got James Clapper. Just remember, at the end of the last hour, I was talking about Christian Saucier, who was raked over the coals as an example so they could look like they're really doing something as they let all of these big criminals go, like James Clapper, for example, who is not going to see any charges or any jail time for lying to everybody. And we've played that clip over and over again. The world's worst liar. How do you become a high-level spook when you can't lie to anybody? I mean, this guy, when he was asked by Ron Wyden, "So, are you spying on the American public?" Senator, not intentionally. No. Can't look him in the eye. He's looking down. He's rubbing. We got that clip there. You can watch his face if you're watching the broadcast here. Absolutely amazing. Now, he admitted giving, quote, clearly erroneous testimony. To anybody else, they'd say he lied. But he said clearly erroneous testimony about mass surveillance. And he did it, unfortunately for him, just a couple of months before Ed Snowden. There he is right there looking down as he's rubbing his forehead. The world's worst spook, the world's worst poker player right there. Under oath, lying, was exposed by Ed Snowden. And we've got a report coming up later from Congressman Thomas Massey of Kentucky warning us about the kinds of gun control bills that are being run through by both the establishment Republicans and the Democrats. Not just the Democrats, but the establishment Republicans are setting up some tricks. They've been working on this for quite some time, according to Thomas Massey. We're going to play that report from him that he put out. But he had this to say about lying Clapper. He said he admitted to lying to Congress, and he was unremorseful and even flippant about it. He said the integrity of our federal government is at stake because Clapper's behavior sets the standard for the entire intelligence community. Well, I guess they're so they're such expert liars that they decided they'd run for office as a Democrat. I mean, that's the only thing to do, right? That's the only thing left for these people to do. And again, Hillary Clinton, as I point out at the top of the hour, is going to be given an award by Harvard University for her transformative impact on society. All the wonderful things that she did in Arkansas, you know, transforming it into a an organized crime outfit in Washington and New York State, or they said traveling around the globe as Secretary of State, all the Benghazi things that she did. So they're going to hand her an award. Well done. Well done, job. But I think the key thing as we're looking at this is the fact that these people are starting to realize, especially the mouthpieces for the Democrats. It's not just the establishment media, but it's also, it's not just Megyn Kelly who is pushing all this stuff for her own benefit, but also for ratings. You got Saturday Night Live and True Believers. You know, the you've got the Mockingbird media of ABC, CBS, NBC, the old legacy media. Then you've got the Mocking media, which does the Mockingbird talking points, but they do it in a mocking way. That's what the comedians do. So you got Stephen Colbert, you got Saturday Night Live, all taking the lead in propaganda for these lying shills, part of the establishment community. But they broke it to their audience with a sketch on Saturday Night Live that there is no collusion. They did it as a parody of the Bachelor breakup. This young lady who had gone through the season thought she had was going to be marrying the Bachelor or whatever, and he broke up the engagement with her. It was very painful, very awkward to watch. So they reproduced that whole thing, but instead of it being a Bachelor breaking up with a girl, they brought in a woman. I don't know why they brought in a woman to play Mueller. We should ask Mueller about that. But anyway, they brought in somebody, some woman dressed up like Mueller, and broke the news to the Bachelor girl in a parody of that scene from The Bachelor. Broke the news, says, I don't think I can give you everything you want right now, you know, and I think you sense that. So what, you don't have Trump on collusion? Well, I'm just trying to be honest and tell you, I can't commit to collusion right now. In other words, audience, you're not going to get what you want. This is a fantasy that we've been selling you, and And it's not going to happen. Absolutely not going to happen. And as Trump is going to be going to California tomorrow, and he's going to be looking at different prototypes for the wall, and the LA police are gearing up for the crazy backlash from people in California. Here's an example. We've been talking throughout the program of the right way to do things, talking about the fact that Trump is going to level the playing field, try to bring back jobs and steel and aluminum industry, and how we've got a 10-to-1 disadvantage on cars in terms of tariffs between us and China, a 4-to-1 disadvantage when we sell our goods into Europe versus when they sell their goods into America as far as cars go. I'm going to tell you when we come back how not to do it. California, again, leading the way, showing America how not to make America great again, but how to make us poor like a Democrat backwater.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
So California and the Democrats, you know, this is a place where Dianne Feinstein is seen as too conservative. She couldn't win the endorsement of the Democrat Party in California. So President Trump is going to go there tomorrow, and he's going to be reviewing prototypes for the wall. But as we look at the great news that we're seeing the revitalization, people being brought back to work, like this one steel plant in Granite City, Illinois. They said that they had lost 1,500 employees under Obama, not quite 2 years ago. Now they are starting back up that plant that they had shut. They're bringing back 500 jobs. They said that some are expected to return to work as soon as this week. And to give you an idea, you know, of what happens to people there, as I reported earlier, we got the restaurant is basically going out of business. You got a shoe store said, yeah, we don't have anybody here that can afford to buy shoes anymore. See, that's the basis of our economy, a vibrant economy, is a manufacturing basis. All these liars who have been pushing the myth of free trade when we have a situation where the trade tariffs between us and China, there's a 10-to-1 advantage for them because of taxes. 25% tax on cars going into China from us, but only 2.5% for them coming the other way. In Europe, similar thing, a 4-to-1. Disadvantage. And so one of these individuals said, well, I'm excited. This is what I've been waiting for. 46-year-old guy lost his job, which is approximately a $60,000 a year job in December 2015 under Obama policies. And of course, it's not just Obama. This is a long-term policy. It is an establishment bipartisan policy. You got the Koch brothers out there pushing very hard against bringing back our trade industry. Say, we can't have that. We got a trade war going on. Well, I would say if you got a 4-to-1 or a 10-to-1 disadvantage on trade tariffs, it's already a war. They've already started a war on us. We've just been not paying attention or being sold a pack of lies. But this is what he said after he got laid off, what he's been doing. He said he had to borrow money from relatives. He had to take food given away as charity. He had to disappoint his family with a tight Christmas budget. This is the economic program of the Democrats, and we've had enough of it. And if they think they're going to win by campaigning on abolishing immigration control enforcement, they want to abolish ICE, they want to abolish the Second Amendment, they want to take away our guns, they want to take away our economy. If they think they're going to win on that and on identity politics, go ahead, run on that. Please do. Please do. Because here's another example of what California is doing. They want to have public transportation, of course, because the government should own and control everything, including your transportation. So they've got this high-speed rail project that is going between San Francisco and L.A., and the promise is that it's going to go at 220 miles per hour. That is, if they can ever finish it. The spending and the failures of the Democrats in California are driving that state deep into bankruptcy. And so now you've got the cost going up by 20%, and it's going to cost $77 billion. Here's an idea, California. Why don't you just build some additional roads to alleviate the traffic and let people own private cars? Oh, because that violates your paradigm, doesn't it? I mean, I've seen these little petty socialists in meetings when I lived back in Raleigh. I remember it was right after the Soviet Union had collapsed and the wall had come down, and one of these little socialist Democrats went to Russia, and she came back and she was at the city council meeting, and she was just gushing over the fact that she could drive anywhere in Moscow, go anywhere in Moscow on the public transportation for a nickel. And I said, it costs you everything, and you don't even understand that. It costs those people everything. It costs them their freedom, their independence. And who knows how much they're paying for that? Well, we know how much they're paying for it in California. It is a boondoggle, 20% increase. And 4 years later than originally projected, they said one of the current hurdles is how to contend with traveling through California's mountainous regions, which designers are still trying to figure out. You would have thought they would have thought about that. Did you guys notice that there's some mountains in the way? Oh, I just saw that. We put this project together. I didn't notice that we had to go through some mountains. I hadn't budgeted for the mountains. That's an unexpected obstacle we have to navigate around. So the designers are still trying to figure that out. No wonder. This is the way the Democrats run a state. But then let's take a look at their renewable energy projects. California has too much green energy, reports Daily Caller. They said California has frozen development on any more renewable energy sources as it wrestles with what to do with all the extra electricity that it's currently producing. And it's not so much that they have extra electricity, it's just that it comes at inconvenient times. See, when you have solar and wind, they kind of vary based on the time of day and the weather, don't they? So you never really know what your power levels are going to be. You got to have massive, massive batteries. Now, solar and wind can work for you as an individual, and it can get you off the grid, which is a really good thing. I'm not anti-solar. Not at all. I think it's a great thing to get off the grid. And you can afford to have a battery for your home to run that. But if you want to keep the grid, which these people want to do, then renewable energy doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Because the grid is so large that you can't get the batteries to be there to handle the fluctuations that are natural in it. So California has trouble predicting how much renewable energy will be needed at certain times and controlling the power supplied. On several occasions, California has had to pay Arizona utilities and others to take excess solar energy to avoid overloading its own grid, according to the LA Times. So they're having to pay people to take their electricity off their hands because they can't handle it on their grid, and they don't have any power to store it. I said, and as I've looked at this problem with a group that I was in before, in Ireland, they were looking at wind power, and they said, well, we'll put it off the coast because it's such an annoying thing. It drives everybody crazy if you're anywhere around the turbines, the noise and everything. And kills a lot of wildlife and so forth. So they put it out in the ocean, which a lot of people on the coast could still hear it. They could still see it. Still a nuisance. But they thought, we got these rampant fluctuations. Oh, I got an idea. Let's do it over a much larger area. And so they did it over a really, really large area all up and down the coast. And then what they found was that the peaks and the troughs became even more pronounced. It didn't level things out. It just gave them bigger peaks and bigger troughs. That's the insanity of these green people, driving themselves into bankruptcy, subsidizing this stuff, and then winding up with times when you don't have enough power and other times when you got too much and you got to sell it off. You know, that cause usually you have a third world type of power grid. A power grid is supposed to be exactly constant and uniform. You have a small fraction of a percent variance, and you can shut down an entire factory. With a brownout like that. Maybe that's appropriate because Governor Brownout is running California right now. But take a look at what's happening in the White House while we're talking about energy here. James Dellingpole of Breitbart points out that Scott Pruitt, the administrator of the EPA, one of the best picks that President Trump has put in his cabinet, Scott Pruitt, has done great things at the EPA, and he had a great idea. He said, let's have a debate. Let's debate climate change. Let's do it publicly. And I'm going to tell you when we come back what General Kelly did to shut that down and why that is a very important debate, the value of that. And we're also going to talk about Tillerson. Yeah, he got sick over the weekend. Maybe he got sick of his job. Let's hope so, because his advice is not wanted or needed. We'll be right back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Interfusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm going to give you an example of how the powers keep on lying and people keep on dying. This one is coming out of Africa, where Rex Tillerson was on a safari. I didn't realize when I was laughing about him being out of the loop last week on this North Korean talk thing that he was in Kenya, because I'd covered back in January Tillerson's State Department spending $500,000, actually $600,000, a little bit more than $500,000, to spread the gospel of gender confusion to Kenyan boys. That's what Rex Tillerson is known for. That's what he did at the Boy Scouts of America, spreading gender confusion. Homosexual scouts and homosexual scout leaders, then transgender individuals in the Boy Scouts, or we can't call them Boy Scouts anymore. I guess it's the other scouts. You got Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and maybe other scouts. Check that other box there with Rex Tillerson. Before we get to Rex Tillerson, though, I want to go back to General Kelly shutting down this debate over climate change. It was a brilliant idea by Scott Pruitt at the EPA. The New York Times talks about it. They said JF Kelly, the White House chief of staff, has killed an effort by the head of the EPA to stage public debates challenging climate change science, according to three people familiar with deliberations. The idea of publicly critiquing climate change on the national stage has been a notable theme for Scott Pruitt, the administrator of the EPA. But that's not the way these guys roll. Remember, whenever you have try to have a discussion or debate with these people. They're of course, they're postmodern. There is no such thing as truth. So there's no reason for them to debate what the truth is with you. They just shut you up. They censor you. They're not going to have a debate. They're just going to tell you, we're in authority. We have college degrees. You need to shut up. You don't know anything. There's no need for you to ask any questions. Just listen to us and do what we say. And James Dellingpole at Breitbart says, and yes, that really is the bad news. He says, in his view, it's one of the biggest mistakes so far of Trump's otherwise winning presidency. He said the idea behind these debates was to clarify the science underpinning the great climate change scare. For the first time, skeptical scientists would have debated openly in public with realist scientists over the current evidence telling us, what is it telling us about global warming? And he points this out. He says, regardless of whether or not they reach a consensus, and of course you're never going to reach a consensus in a debate. You have all these debates about different propositions, you never reach a consensus. But what people would have seen is that there is no consensus. They would have seen that you've got scientists on both sides of the debate. It is not a settled matter. That is the genius of the plan. But of course, it's now been shut down by Michael Kelly, who shuts down President Trump's access to a lot of information. And now he's shutting down your access to information about the climate debate. And as Dellingpole points out, he said, don't be impressed by the fact that these men responsible for this decision are from the military. He says, he likes the military. He says, if, ever wanted to retake Fallujah for the umpteenth time, these are the few men that I'd be happy to lead the mission. People like John Kelly and Jim Mattis. But he goes, here we're not talking about combat. We're talking about groupthink. And this is a vice to which the U.S. military has proven itself every bit as fallible as every other profession. And the U.S. military fell to the enviro-weenies a long time ago. A long time ago. So now let's talk about Sick Rex. Sick Rex Tillerson. And as I pointed out, on a Friday, when we're talking about this, this is the quick announcement by the South Korean minister of defense. I forget what his title was with the South Korean government, but they met for quite some time, President Trump in the White House, and they came out on the driveway and they held a quick press conference. And they said, we've now scheduled a meeting. Talks to be held between President Trump and Kim Jong-un, and the South Koreans are kind of brokering that, pushing that together. Of course, President Trump was playing bad cop to their good cop, putting pressure on Kim Jong-un to make that happen. But Rex Tillerson was completely out of the loop. As the AP pointed out, just hours before the summit announcement on Thursday, Tillerson had said that Washington was, quote, a long way from talking directly to North Korea as he was touring Africa. He was a long way from any decision-making processes. And then the next day, he canceled all of his appointments saying he was sick. That was at the top of the Drudge Report. And when I saw that, I said, well, I hope he's sick of being Secretary of State, because clearly his advice is not wanted nor needed by President Trump. This is a guy who has pushed the Paris Climate Treaty, pushed it for a very long time, and eventually President Trump pushed back and said, no, we're not going to do that. And this is a guy who is clearly out of the loop on this. Maybe he should follow Gary Cohen, who lost the argument on protectionism, on protecting our steel industry. And so Gary Cohen left, and Tillerson should do the same thing, and it won't be any too soon either. Because I was pointing out, you know, the thing that is dear to his heart is gender confusion. And as they sell that in Kenya, think about the fact that they only have to sell, you know, they're spending $600,000 of your taxpayer money to push gender confusion and tell the Kenyan kids and the Kenyan government that the problem with terrorism is toxic masculinity. Not Islam. Toxic masculinity. So let's feminize the kids. Let's not do something about Al-Qaeda. Let's not do something about Islamic Jihad, which goes from, he was just in Nigeria, which is on the west side of Africa, the west coast. He goes to Kenya on the east coast. It is across Africa. I mean, Boko Haram was in Nigeria where he just was. And Boko Haram is actually the nickname for the people committed to the prophet's teachings for propagation and jihad. But he's going to tell them that it's not Islam. The Boko Haram stuff. That's not Islam. It's your toxic masculinity. You need to feminize the kids in Africa, like they're doing in the Boy Scouts of America. As I pointed out yesterday, Boko Haram, which, really means, the Western education is haram, is forbidden. And so they go in and they attack schools where they're teaching girls. They've just had another example where they went in and kidnapped. That had 200 girls 4 years ago, kidnapped from a school. Now they have just recently abducted another 110 girls from a school in the region. They don't want Western education, and they certainly don't want women educated. But it's because of the toxic masculinity that they don't want girls educated, right? It doesn't have anything to do with Islam, according to Rex Tillerson. And if they can feed that lie to the people there, they're also selling them $500 million in weapons as they set the area ablaze. See, it's a good return on investment for the military-industrial complex. You only spend $500,000 to spread this gender confusion and disinformation so they don't solve the problem. And then you sell them weapons at $500 million, 1,000 times more money for the State Department. Yeah, that's why Rex Tillerson needs to go. All right, so let's talk then about this North Korean thing. Look at some of the reactions we had. Rachel Maddow coming out. Let's play what Rachel Maddow had to say. It's difficult to watch, but it's worth it to see what she had to say.
Now, you might imagine another president in this circumstance. Kim Jong-un makes a request. Do you want to meet? You might think like another president in this circumstance. You could imagine a president.
He's struggling real hard to try to criticize this.
Why has no other American president ever agreed to do this? Why has no sitting American president ever met with a leader from North Korea? Why has that never happened?
Because they haven't been doing their job, Rachel.
North Korea has existed as a nation. Why hasn't any other president ever done? Should I take that to mean that this might be a particularly risky or even an unwise move?
See, risky.
I think that's how most presidents would approach the idea of a personal presidential meeting with the North Korean dictator.
You mean he's going to lose some of that esteem that you hold him so highly in?
Not the kinds of questions that this president asked himself before agreeing to this meeting. But this is the president we have, and he said yes to North Korea. The New York Times tonight headlining this breaking news as
what quote, a pathetic a hack. Let's cut it right there because I can't take any more Rachel Maddow. What a pathetic hack she is. You know, the South Koreans didn't want to see the region erupt into war. And so they brokered this deal. President Trump put a lot of pressure on them to drive them to the bargaining table. And you want to know about previous presidents? We had Jimmy Carter come out and say, I think it's really good that we're talking to them. He said, we could avoid a nuclear confrontation with North Korea. That would be a wonderful achievement. Even some people at CNN said that, but not partisan Rachel Maddow. She's got to pretend that there is no upside to this. If all we have to do is give Kim Jong-un a photo op on the world stage, it's worth it.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The Nason Iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my Super Female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the Super Female is amazing. I love it.
Nason Iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing that I would suggest, it's Nason Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, I want to get into an update as to what is happening in gun control. Not only in Florida, but at the federal level, and several states are now making moves to take away people's guns. And we have Congressman from Kentucky, Thomas Massie, is warning Americans that both parties are quietly plotting to take your guns. So we're going to have that clip that he put out on social media. That's a very important observation that he had to make, but I want to lay the groundwork for what is happening right now in the Second Amendment across the country before we get to that clip. And then joining us in the next hour is Joel Skousen. And I'm sure Joel is going to want to chime in on recent weapons developments and with Russia, as well as perhaps what happened in the UK with what they believe is nerve gas, weaponized sophistication of nerve gas on a former Russian spy that was paid, I think, $100,000 by MI6 to turn on the Russians. He and his daughter were poisoned with nerve gas, and even the first responder cop is seriously ill. They're all in critical condition. They have that entire area cordoned off. A very, very concentrated, very, very dangerous substance. But also, I'm sure he's going to want to talk about other geopolitical issues. So Joel Skousen will be joining us in the next hour. Before we get to the gun control news, I just want to remind you of the sales that we have as part of our Operation Paul Revere specials. We've got 30 to 80% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Deep, deep discounts and free shipping store-wide. And let me give you an idea of some of these sales here. We've got InfoWars Life Select Survival Food, 40% off plus free shipping. That is a huge savings. That is a very, very large, bulky thing to ship. So when you can get that with free shipping and 40% off, it's time to stock up to make sure that you protect your family against any kind of emergency situation, as well as against any kind of disruption in food supply that might cause the price to spike. Because we're talking about something that can last for 25 years. So you think you're going to have some problems within 25 years that could be helpful with. And it's made in America. It's non-GMO, has great packaging. You can reseal it even after you've opened it for a few more days. 40% off now with InfoWars Life Select Survival Food plus free shipping. And here's some of our most popular products that are 50% off. Super Male, Super Female Vitality, Real Red Pill, Pollen Block, Immune Wall, Biome Defense, True Whey, Prebiotic Fiber, all of those 50% off. And we have the Aegis Armor Backpack Insert, a bulletproof insert for your backpack, 20% off. So take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, plus free shipping and 30 to 80% off store-wide. All right, let's talk about what's going on in gun control. As we look at this big push, we had the Florida legislature put through a bill and the governor signed it. Quite frankly, it was a very bad bill. The NRA immediately sued the state of Florida, as they should have. And we'll tell you about that in a moment. But a little bit of background as we continue to see the 911 calls come out. The one cop who was back and forth as to whether or not he was told to go in or whether or not he knew that there was shooting inside the building. Now we see the newly released 911 calls that contradict his account of the shooting and show that he did know that the killer was inside and not outside the building. Why is this important? I mean, we're not trying to destroy this guy's life, but this is a key factor that was in the Florida bill saying we do not want armed teachers. The teachers union said that, that they didn't want to have some of their teachers who would voluntarily do this. Many of them are already licensed as concealed carry. They don't want them vetted by the government. They don't want them trained and carrying as unmarked, non-uniformed personnel to defend people. I mean, that's the most effective part of it, the fact that they don't have a uniform. And why would you trust them? I mean, what we're talking about here is somebody who works for the sheriff's department who has a uniform, who did not do anything to protect anybody, versus people who are going to be there and have a gun and be vetted and trained, and they would use their gun to protect themselves and to protect the people that they know. But the teachers and the governor, Rick Scott, don't like that idea because these teachers wouldn't have a uniform that would make them a target. But they would also have more of a dog in the fight. But here's another example of this. We've got two heroic SWAT team members suspended without pay. Why? Because they disobeyed orders and went to help people. See, whether it was a decision by an individual police officer or four of them not to go in, I mean, it looks like this was orders not to go in. These individuals from the Miramar Police Department, they jumped into action, reports the Daily Mail, without following protocol. So the two were suspended from Miramar Police Department's privileged program and were ordered to surrender their SWAT-issued rifles. So here you go. You're not allowed to go protect somebody unless they say you can. So it's like mother may I games that they're playing. This is why you don't necessarily want uniformed police officers. You got this bulky chain of command that, as we can see here, at the very least, that is to blame for slowing people's response down and punishing these guys who did the right thing. They heard that a shooting was going on, and unlike this other cop who knew where it was and then lied about it and then stood down and didn't go in, these two guys knew about it. They rushed in to try to save people, and they get punished, suspended without pay. Without pay! I mean, typically when a police officer shoots and kills somebody without justification, they suspect that it's an issue. They get suspended with pay. These guys tried to save somebody and they get suspended without pay. The Broward County's Sheriff's Office never called for the team to respond. Surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise. Now here we have a survivor of sexual assault saying that she was fired for having a concealed carry permit. And we got a couple of these, actually. This is a lady, a social worker, went to Facebook and Twitter, shared the fact that she was fired from her job at Roanoke, Virginia, City Social Services. She was escorted from the building by three police officers, not because she came to work with a gun, but simply because they found out that she had a concealed handgun license. This is the insanity of the government, the madness of the government. She doesn't have a gun, but they found out she had a concealed carry license. In other words, she had gone through the extra steps that, quite frankly, I don't think she's required to do under the Second Amendment. Second Amendment is a prohibition from the government to not interfere with our God-given right to protect ourselves and to keep and bear arms. That is a right of the people, and they should not infringe it and turn it into a privilege. But here's somebody who says, okay, you got rules. I'll try to as much as is possible with me, take the Christian ethic, as much as is as it depends on me, I will try to be at peace with you. I will go through extra steps, which I really should not have to do. I'll get a concealed handgun license. And she said she was fired for having the concealed carry permit. Going through all that and getting a permit, they fired her, even though, and they frog marched out of the building with police officers, three of them, because they're so paranoid about the fact that she owns a gun, even though she doesn't have it on her. And another example that I read yesterday from Reason Magazine. This is a lady who is in public housing, the East St. Louis Housing Authority. This woman has also been attacked. So this lady that had a concealed carry permit, what'd she have? Well, she was a survivor of sexual assault. And so here's another lady who has a husband who was convicted of murder, and then the government released him. And he came back, and he got violent with her, beat her so severely that she was bleeding internally. And so they arrested him and put him in prison again, and now they released him again. So he's killed somebody, he beat his wife until she was bleeding internally, and now they have released him again, and he's threatening her again. And they found out at the East St. Louis Housing Authority that she had a firearm that she had registered. And so they are telling her that she's going to have to move or she's going to have to surrender her weapons. This is where we're headed, folks. And so in this environment, you've got Governor Rick Scott, the carpetbagger from parts north to Florida. That's what we used to always call them in Florida when I lived there. A $400 million gun control bill that includes firearm confiscation for law-abiding women between the ages of 18 and 21 who just might need a firearm to protect themselves against violent men, because that does equalize things. Going to take that away, and he's going to listen to the teachers, and he's going to oppose any teachers being allowed to carry arms for self-defense. Now, President Trump is pushing the idea of armed teachers, and President Trump has pulled back on this idea of taking away guns from people between the ages of 18 and 21. We'll give you the details on that when we come back, and we're also going to play, stay with us, the second segment of the next hour before Joel Skousen comes on. We'll play the congressman's warning. Both parties are plotting to take your guns.
Michael ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. Let me tell you, fungus is a scourge, mold's a scourge, and you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
As I was just pointing out in the last segment, in Florida, the governor opposed allowing teachers to carry arms, even after they were trained by law enforcement, opposed allowing them to carry arms. And it was being pushed by the Florida Education Association. They told him, "We urge you to honor your instincts and to act to keep additional firearms from our schools unless they're in the hands of trained law enforcement personnel." And I mean, what we're talking about here is a uniform. Because it would be the trained law enforcement personnel who would be training the teachers and vetting them. So how is that different than being a paid deputy? That's why when we started talking about this, I said this is a very important concept, because this shows the difference between a standing army of paid professionals and the posse or the militia, which is the way that the founders envisioned this country being protected. A militia of armed citizenry that is trained and can protect this country, instead of a professional army boots on the ground that have always eventually been used to oppress the people, versus a trained citizen militia. If you go back to the Revolutionary War, there's a very clear distinction between regular army troops and between the militia. Just go back and look at Last Mohicans, for example. Watch the movie. They make it very clear, the difference between the militia and the trained professional army. But that was something that they always had envisioned. Or think about the Western movies, where you have a sheriff and he's got a couple of deputies. But if something really big happens, they rob the bank, what do? They get together a posse. What is a posse? Well, posse simply means power in Latin. And when they talked about posse comitatus, that was the power of the community. So there would be individuals who would know how to use weapons. The sheriff would know who they were, and he would call those people up to help him and his deputies. And that's what we're talking about in the schools. That's why I said, you know, call it the teacher's posse, or call it posse academia or something, whatever. I mean, get that concept out there. But for some reason, the governor can't get his head around that. He thinks there's something special about wearing a uniform. Yeah, it makes you a target in a school situation, in a school shooting like that. So the NRA school has sued Florida over that gun bill the very same day, because they're violating the rights of 18 to 21-year-olds to own guns. And they're not the only place that is doing that right now. They have the Illinois House has passed a bill to confiscate guns from all 18 to 20-year-olds. And as they point out on the Free Thought Project, they prohibit anyone from under 21 years old from buying or possessing commonly owned semi-automatic rifles, and they would have 90 days to turn their guns into the government or become criminals. See, that's the outrageous part of this. But we got a Democrat in Florida, Representative Deutsch, saying that the gun bill in Florida that was just signed is merely the beginning of the response to Parkland. This is just the beginning. He said this legislation in Florida that the governor has just signed is a good first step, because we've prohibited some people from owning guns. But the NRA shouldn't think, the gun lobby shouldn't think, that this is the end of the response to what happened in Parkland. This is merely the beginning. And they always want to portray the NRA simply as a lobby. Well, they're a lobby for the people. Why is the NRA, that is lobbying for the rights of millions of people who paid dues, why is that a dishonorable thing? But the big pharmaceutical companies can lobby Congress for the behalf of a couple of a handful of big pharmaceutical companies that have created an opioid epidemic. Why is that never discussed by the media or by the Democrats? Well, you know why. It's the money. That's why they won't talk about the lobbyists from Big Pharma. But they want to portray the NRA as being a detached lobbying group. They're a lobbying group that represents the broadest base of any lobbying group, if you want to call them that. But it's much more than just a lobbying group. But it's absolutely insane where we're going with this. And it's also insane that the Justice Department is proposing banning bump stocks. Yeah, they're a gimmick. And so is this ban. But this ban sets up a very dangerous precedent. More on that when we return.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top. the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You found it. It's the real news. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We've got one more segment, and then Joel Skousen is going to join us to talk about international issues, what's happening in North Korea, with Russia, and elsewhere. I want to finish up on gun control, and I've got a very important announcement from Congressman, Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey. He says that he's warning us that both parties are quietly plotting to take your guns. So I'm going to play that message for you. But what has happened now? We've had President Trump back off of taking guns from 18 to 21-year-olds. He is now focusing on hardening the schools and training teachers, which is not what Governor Rick Scott, the Rhino, did in Florida. He doesn't want teachers to have guns, and President Trump does. So he's going to work. They say the administration will provide assistance to states to arm teachers, encourage them to pass laws to keep guns away from dangerous individuals, and call for Congress to pass legislation strengthening the national background check system. And this is what Thomas Massey is warning may be a Trojan horse. But at the same time, we look at this. We've got the Justice Department now following President Trump's suggestion, order, whatever, to ban bump stocks. And again, bump stocks are simply a gimmick. They weren't a part of this shooting in Parkland. Nobody alleges that. They allege that it was part of the shooting in Las Vegas, yet there's a lot of questions about that. We saw a bump stock on a gun that had a bipod on it. It wouldn't work with that. We also saw supposedly some ballistics calculations on a desk, and yet the bump stock is used to spray and pray, as they say. Just firing into a massive crowd at a very long distance away. Many people have pointed out that if you wanted to kill more people, you could have done it more effectively with a sniper rifle than just shooting rapidly out into the distance like that. But a good but this is a dangerous precedent that they're setting here. Even though this thing is a gimmick, they're pushing for a new kind of control that even the BATF doesn't want. So we've got the Trump administration and Sessions Justice Department pushing gun control that is worse than the BATF wants. And it sets a very dangerous precedent in terms of what they're going to regulate. And to give you an example of how these things can be tripwires, we've got the ATF now investigating a Democrat candidate who was trying to show off, sawing off the barrel of her gun, saying, look, I'm going to destroy an AR-15. Well, she sawed off the barrel of a gun, and guess what? These Democrats have put a lot of little tripwires all throughout the code. So she's been hoisted by her own petard, or I guess you could say blown up by her own booby trap. This is why we don't want to see these kind of little gimmicky regulations put on, certainly not by the Department of Justice. But before we run out of time, let's go to what Congressman Thomas Massey warns us about gun control.
Act. I want to let you know what's going on in Congress as far as gun control goes. You've heard a lot of ideas being floated in the news, raising the legal age to buy a long gun, for instance, or a new assault weapons ban. Any number of bad things have been mentioned, but I wanted to boil it down for you. What's actually going to happen, the gun control play they're going to run here in Congress, is the one that I unfortunately predicted back in December. Remember back in December, they put the National Concealed Carry Reciprocity on the floor, and I warned folks when they put inside of it a bill called Fix Nicks that they were sneaking into it gun control that was endorsed by Senator Feinstein and Senator Schumer. Well, unfortunately, that warning has turned out to be true. I want to play you a little bit of my prediction. This is back in December. I did a podcast with Daniel Horowitz at Conservative Review.
Now, don't get me wrong. They will, they're not going to do this without some cover. They will wait for the next crisis. They'll wait for the next shooting where the NICS system failed.
So here we are. We're at the next crisis. Now, our leadership promised members here in Congress that they would not bring the Fixed NICS bill, the gun control bill, to the floor if they didn't at least bring the reciprocity bill with it the same way they did it previously. And 40 members of Congress thanked them for their promise and then sent them a letter that said, we write to communicate that we will oppose any attempt to bring Fixed NICS to the floor of the House for a vote unless it includes language substantially similar to or identical to that of H.R. 38. H.R. 38 was the reciprocity bill. See,
and NICS is the National Instant Criminal Background Check System.
Set up by leadership that the reciprocity bill was just a Trojan horse and that this Fixed NICS bill would come back without reciprocity attached to it. Now, why is this so bad? What's wrong with the Fixed NICS bill? Well, there's a problem at the VA right now. I've heard from people that work at the VA, and I've heard from veterans who've encountered this problem. If you tell the VA that somebody else manages your money, they can take away your right to own a gun. They put you in the NICS database, but it also, not only can you not go to a store and buy a gun, it's illegal for you to possess a gun or even to possess ammunition. And veterans are getting thrown into this system every day. They're having their right to own a gun stripped merely because they say they don't manage their own finances. This is an Obama-era policy that was put into place. And it's part of, it stems from the last time they tried to fix NICS in 2007, 2008. They passed a bill called the NICS Improvement Amendments Act, which metastasized into the Obama gun control plan at the VA. Now, my colleagues in Congress, they know the problem exists at the VA. They're totally ignoring it now. Here's how I know they know. Because a year ago, almost to the week, in March, we passed a bill called, it was 1181, the Veterans Second Amendment Protection Act, that was going to fix the problem at the VA where veterans were being deprived of the Second Amendment rights without due process, no judicial review. Does that sound familiar? Well, it passed the House.
No due process.
Every Republican voted for it. Some Democrats voted for it. And then it stalled in the Senate. Now, that's the problem that exists. That's the problem that every member of Congress knows about because they saw this debate last year. And that's the problem that's being ignored, and that's the problem that's going to get worse if they pass Fixed NICS. What Fixed NICS does, this has been introduced by Cornyn in the Senate, and it has Feinstein and Schumer's full support. In fact, they're co-sponsors. What Fixed NICS does is it throws money at the states to put more names into the database, and it penalizes people, workers at the VA, if they don't, you know, rigorously turn in these veterans' names into the NICS database. Now, they're pretending this has something to do with the shooting in Florida. It has nothing to do with the shooting in Florida. I just came from a briefing given by the deputy director of the FBI, where they explained how the FBI got all these tips and then ignored them. They dropped the ball. Folks, those folks that are working at the FBI, they need canned, they need fired, they shouldn't have a job right now. And Fixed NICS doesn't
absolutely
even
right.
do that. It wouldn't even do anything to take away their bonuses for their lack of performance there. So Fixed NICS, anybody that's being honest about this will tell you, would do nothing to stop the school shooting that happened in Florida. It's an unserious solution. If you want a serious one, how about my Safe Students Act that I've introduced every term that I've been in Congress? It's H.R. 34 this year, would repeal the Federal Gun-Free School Zone Act of 1990. That's a serious solution. Until we start doing things like that, we're just advertising our children as being vulnerable in these schools, in these gun-free zones, because as you
all right, let's hold it right there, because we're going to run out of time, and I wanted to comment on this. So you hear him talking about Fixed NICS, and again, NICS is the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. So we got to fix that. And you understand that you don't need the federal government to protect your children. You don't need the federal government to protect your schools. If anything, the federal government is going to get in the way of that with their Gun-Free School Zone Act or with their Fix NICS. They're going to use some kind of an excuse to incentivize taking away guns from people who are not a threat, not giving them due process. No, you can protect your schools. You can protect your children. And we've had sheriffs doing this, even though they had the federal Gun-Free School Zone Act. You had local sheriffs here in Texas and in other states get together with teachers. They would screen them. They would train them and allow them to carry in schools. You don't need the federal government's permission to protect yourself. And they can't stop you from doing that. But they can take away our rights in the name of protecting us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Joining us now is Joel Skousen. Of course, I always like to get Joel on to talk about what's going on with North Korea or Russia. And when I saw the quick announcement of the talks in North Korea, I said, oh, let's get Joel Skousen on. It'll be interesting to get his take on this. So he's talked about the problems that have been pushed out before about the bloody nose strategy and how dangerous an idea that was being pushed by some in the Pentagon and the administration. But now we're looking at something a bit different. And for those of you who don't know Joel Skousen, he's a frequent guest on all our shows. Of course, he is somebody who takes liberty and the Constitution very seriously. He's got a couple of books on that, one in the works right now, Foundations of an Ideal State, but he's also got another book, Essential Principles for the Conservation of Liberty. And then we've got a lot of his books in terms of security and self-sufficiency. How do you prepare your home if the worst were to happen? And not just if it was a nuclear attack, or not even if it was just, let's say, a nuclear impulse that would take down the grid. He's got things like the secure home, architectural design, construction, and remodeling of self-sufficient residences and retreats, or how to implement a high-security shelter in your home. And finally, strategic relocation. Where in North America, excuse me, is the safest place to relocate? To have either your primary home or a secondary place that you can go to if the unthinkable happens. So joining us now is Joel Skousen. You can find him at worldaffairsbrief.com. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Skousen.
Well, it's always good to be with you, David.
We've had a surprise announcement about this North Korean talk. You know, we had Teddy Roosevelt used to say, walk softly and carry a big stick. I guess President Trump has been boasting loudly and carrying a big button, but maybe the bad cop, good cop routine has brought Kim Jong-un to the table. What do you think?
Well, it's actually a grand deception. It's very dangerous because essentially there's two aspects here. There's the invitation to talk with Kim directly, which won't take place till May. That's another 2 month delay. There's the talks that are scheduled to start very soon between North Korea and South Korea. And let me address those first, because remember, the United States is not invited to those talks. That's just between North and South Korea. But it effectively takes any military option off the table while they're talking, and they can talk indefinitely. Because once they're talking, if you attack while someone's in peace negotiations, it's going to look like very, very bad form. The international community will crucify the United States or Trump for attacking. So basically, by not being at the table, the United States can't say, hey, these talks are going nowhere. The United States, North Korea is simply stalling for time and back out of them. They're not a party to the talks. So they're held, the military options held hostage to the fact that North and South Korea are simply taking their time to talk. And talks normally take at least a year to come to some agreement. And then it takes at least 6 months after that, if they agree to international inspections, to have those inspectors declare that North Korea is in default.
Well, let me ask you a question here, because from what I understood from the announcement and the thing that took Rex Tillerson by surprise, I mean, Rex Tillerson was talking about how that would typically be the process, that it would take a very long time. But when they made the announcement, they said that the U.S. would be at these talks by May. That was my understanding of it. But you're saying that's not the case, as
no,
you
see
it?
That's not the case. And of course, it can change daily as people negotiate. I'm sure that Trump, if he meets with Kim, would have some process whereby the United States is in direct talks with North Korea. But as the North and South Korean talks were applied, the United States was not an invited party to that.
Well, yeah, they've had some talks for a while. I was just under the understanding that as South Korea made that announcement and Trump mentioned it, I thought that what they had now was an agreement that they were going to keep the sanctions on, that in return there were not going to be any more missile firings or any more underground nuclear tests or whatever in the interim between now and May, and that in May the three parties would meet together to talk about denuclearization. But
the May talk is between Kim and Trump directly. And so, but anyway you look at it, this is bad form. As the CIA director said, you know, we're talking about a handful of months between before North Korea has solved the last technical problems to threaten the United States with nuclear weapons. And those two technical problems are miniaturization of the nuclear weapon itself and developing a warhead with sufficient metallurgical technology that can survive the extreme heat of reentry. Every North Korean missile test so far, the warhead has burned up in reentry. So they don't have, in fact, a missile capable of penetrating the atmosphere as a ballistic missile. Now, the point is that, you know, Russia and China could give North Korea the technology in a very, very short period to do that. But you're no longer like it was in the 1990s when they had these agreements with North Korea and you could afford to sit back and wait for a year or two to see if he was going to follow through with these, because now he's within months of directly threatening the United States with one of these with these missiles.
So what would you recommend as a policy? Because you said that you didn't think that a limited strike, a bloody nose policy, that would only exacerbate things. So you would prefer if they had not set up this talk and if they had made a large strike preemptively to take out the weapons?
Well, what I would recommend is that you set a deadline and you say, all right, you claim that you're willing to discuss denuclearization. You've played the West for so many years. We cannot afford to have you play any longer than a month. I'm going to give you a month to allow United Nations inspectors in to begin dismantling of your weapon systems immediately. You have 30 days to comply or we will declare war and attack. In other words, you can justify a declaration of war because North Korea has directly threatened the United States and we're going to nuke you. That's all you need to go before Congress. We have received an existential threat from North Korea. I want a declaration of war. It doesn't matter if we're going to, it doesn't tell us when we're going to attack, but I would give an actual 30-day deadline. If you're serious about denuclearization, we want international inspectors in there within 30 days or you are vulnerable to us taking them out by force. That's how I handle it.
And of course, you know, there is a ceasefire. There was never a peace treaty that was signed at the end of the Korean War. So, man, we were technically still at a state of war if they wanted to put some kind of a deadline with that. We're going to have to wait and see what happens with that. We'll take a quick break, I guess, and then we'll come back and see what you have to think about the latest developments in Russia, because we've had a couple of developments with both weapon systems as well as terror attack that has happened in Russia. So I'm curious to see what you think about both of those things, Joel, when we come back. But when we look at the situation in North Korea, of course, whether or not he has the range or not, I mean, it's today with the technology of an EMP, electromagnetic pulse, that is a nuclear weapon that is exploded in the atmosphere. They don't have to be able to accurately target something. If they have the range, an EMP could take down massive parts of the American infrastructure. So that's been one of my chief concerns about this situation. But we'll be right back with Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out 3 new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Well, if you've got nowhere to run to, nowhere to hide, maybe you need a secure home or a high security shelter in your home or strategic relocation. Those are books that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Actually, I think they're on sale, like everything else at the store. They're authored by our guest, Joel Skousen. You can also find him on WorldAffairsBrief.com. Just to summarize what we're talking about in the last segment, and we're going to talk a little bit, one more topic on North Korea, and that's EMP. Joel said he'd like to talk about. But just to summarize what Joel was saying in the last segment, I would say that he's more pessimistic about these talks than I am. I looked at it, it's like, okay, 2 months. I was somewhat skeptical about the timeline in terms of development of North Korea, what the state of their missile development and weapons were. So I thought, 2 month freeze on the current status quo. If they stop shooting rockets, which could be a disaster if they hit something or it goes in the wrong direction. But it all depends on whether or not our assessments, and we don't really know for sure. We're getting information from the government. Now, Joel Skousen is looking at this and saying they're very close. And they could use this to play the United States in terms of buying time to complete their weapons development. So, Joel, in light of that, talk about EMP and that particular threat in terms of buying time for North Koreans to improve their missiles, to improve their warheads.
Well, I have these two comments. One is on an EMP, and I said on with Alex several times, the latest government data shows that it takes six high-altitude nuclear weapons to blanket the grid and take it down, not just one. Mm-hmm. And so it's very unlikely, if not almost impossible, for North Korea to do an EMP strike or Iran or any terrorist group. It just takes more than one. And so
well, that's good news.
I'm discounting that threat. In fact, only Russia and China have the capability to really run an EMP strike, and they're not stupid enough to throw an EMP strike without following it up with a physical strike of nuclear weapons, because the military is relatively hardened against EMP, and they could still retaliate. Now, the other point that I want to make that in justification of what I'm saying is an immediate threat and a timeline to North Korea is Trump needs to say to the North Koreans, look, we played this game four times with you before in the past 20 years. And every time you've lied, every time you cheated, you're out of time, North Korea. We don't have time to let you go through another round of negotiations. It's the time for immediate action. And while the White House has said we want to see actions from North Korea before Trump goes through with the meeting with Kim, those actions turned out to be, well, we'll stop missile testing and we'll stop nuclear testing. That's not the point. You can still be developing the hardened metallurgical warhead to penetrate without testing. Mm-hmm. You see, the point is they're building and they're improving on their military while they wait. And so the United States has to say, North Korea, you are out of time. We're past the point of talking. It's action or nothing. And so you have 30 days to allow international inspectors to come in and begin dismantling. No talks, begin dismantling, or we will take them out militarily. That's my point. Mm-hmm. And we have to emphasize the point that we're through talking. You cannot play us anymore by delaying action by talk.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, your take is that that this is a very dangerous delay, that they could finish weapon development and that they've done this type of thing in the past as well.
Yes. I just might say that for your listeners, they can get a free sample copy of my World Affairs Brief this week, which talks about this North Korean situation by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com.
Oh, good. Yeah, that'd be interesting for them to see it in more detail. All right, let's talk a little bit about Russia, because we've had a couple of developments, both in terms of weapons and in terms of intrigue and, you know, this attack on a former Soviet spy who became a paid informant for MI6, looks like possibly a nerve gas attack, but also a state weaponized nerve gas attack. It looks like the UK government is going to blame Russia for that today. So your comments on what's going on with Russia?
Well, it's awfully hard to tell always who does these, but, you know, these sophisticated nerve agents are military only grade that Russia, China, and the United States have. So you're not going to get any terrorist or any non-state actor that has access to this, whether it's North Korea using, and North Korea, by the way, has a full range of chemical weapons. I mean, huge stockpiles of chemical weapons, and that needs to be part of the disarmament demands of the United States. Of course,
yeah, that's not something they're talking about. They're just talking about the nuclear aspect of it. They're not
Look, you threatened to invade Syria if they didn't give up their chemical weapons, and they did. But there's no threat to invade North Korea over chemical weapons, and there should be, so that you're not having a double standard. Russia and China, of course, we've allowed to get too strong in all of these weapon systems to be able to threaten that, you know, we're going to invade and take away your weapons. So we're dealing with, MAD or mutual assured destruction, which is a lie. The Russians and Chinese are preparing to win and survive a nuclear war. The U.S. is preparing to survive a nuclear war, but leaving the nation at risk without any civil defense procedures like there are.
And that was really highlighted with what happened in Hawaii. I mean, when I look at your book and how focused you are on people building structures to protect themselves. I mean, look at that false alarm in Hawaii. Everybody was panicking. They were putting their kids in storm sewers. I mean, is that really the way that we want to live our lives, or do we want to take some of these matters into our own hands? Because the government is not going to build those civil defense structures for Americans.
No, but they're building them for themselves. I mean, a whole series of new bunkers being built deep underground, including under the vice president's residence in the Naval Observatory, under the Naval Observatory. And the only reason we know that is because there were so many underground explosions going off, the government had to admit that they were doing another bunker. And they did one under a skyscraper in Washington, D.C. that they told nobody about. So they know that this is coming, but they're not telling the American people. And if they're wise, as I pointed out in my books, it doesn't take a lot of money to prepare a basic fallout shelter, especially if you've got a basement where you can build one inside the basement without a building permit. It only costs about $3,000 in materials. You can save enough of that, you know, in a year by really being careful with your spending. But it really needs to be done. Now, Russia, of course, has come out and talked about these new missile systems that they have. And while these are not in full serial production yet, that's why I think Russia and China are bluffing about letting the North Korean situation mushroom into Third World War. They're not ready yet to take on the West until starting in the middle to the middle of the next decade. But these are formidable weapon systems, especially the hypersonic weapons, which cannot be taken down by our current ABM systems or Aegis systems in our Navy. These are maneuvering warheads. You've got the RS-28 Sarmat missile with 15 new warheads on it. And the United States at the same time has just dismantled the three warheads on our remaining Minuteman missiles and replaced them with a single warhead. Hmm. And now Trump is talking about revamping our nuclear doctrine by producing a lot of small nuclear weapons rather than larger bunker penetrating weapons. So this is the wrong direction, even though he's claiming to, and the left is protesting, beefing up our nuclear system. It's not beefing up our nuclear system.
And when you look at these hypersonic missiles that Russia is talking about, China is talking about them as well, using them against American naval forces. When we look at what has just recently happened with Yemen, firing a couple of ancient Scud-based missiles from Yemen into Saudi Arabia in a couple of different instances, we've had people who've looked at that and said that our missile defense systems that we'd given to Saudi Arabia were totally ineffective. So I want to get your comment on that when we come back from the break, because we've got to go to break right now. What do you think about what we saw in terms of the missiles fired from Yemen into Saudi Arabia, the purported failure, if you believe it was a failure or what? Certainly we're looking at something with these hypersonic missiles that are far more sophisticated than these ancient Scud designs that were in the possession of the people in Yemen. So we'll be right back with Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. Stay with us.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Anyone
who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the list that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Joel Skousen. I wanted to get Joel's comment on the subject that I brought up as we were going to break. What, if anything, does he read into our ability to defend ourselves from missiles with what we've seen in Yemen and Saudi Arabia, with missiles fired from Yemen into Saudi Arabia, purportedly very old design missiles in Yemen, basically Scud design missiles, and also several sources saying they were not able to intercept those missiles. That's part of the whole civil defense mythology that we've got here, Joel. They, you know, that we don't have any civil defense here. We're told that we've got a missile defense system, but not really looking like we have that. Your comments?
Well, not counting the Aegis ship-based anti-missile systems, we've got about 30 of the hyped-up interceptors in Alaska and some in California. It's just not nearly enough to handle thousands of warheads coming in. Besides, mm-hmm. our missile systems are all designed with a kinetic warhead, meaning that they have a big, heavy lump of depleted uranium that has to make physical contact with an incoming warhead. Even normal warheads come in at hypersonic speeds anyway. So the hypersonic issue is not nearly as difficult as the fact that they've got maneuvering warheads that China and Russia are developing, which are going to be nearly impossible. We've got a 50% success rate with our current crop of ABMs under test ideal test conditions. Mm-hmm. I just don't think there's a chance in the world that they can intercept maneuvering warheads coming in. You know, that said, looking at Russia's new weapon systems, let's take this nuclear-powered cruise missile that can go anywhere in the world because it has almost unlimited range. Obviously, you can't put one of these nuclear engines on a manned aircraft or ship because essentially you have a nuclear reaction spreading nuclear material into the airstream of a ramjet engine, and it would irradiate the pilot and kill him. So This is only for a drone type thing. The U.S. had similar project. They developed this engine clear back over 10 years ago in the Pluto project. They claim that they disbanded this 10 years ago, and I don't believe they did. I don't think the U.S. ever disbands any of these projects. They go into the Skunk Works or somewhere in Area 51 where they continue development. But they aren't intending to, and that's why they're kept secret, they aren't intending to use these, I think, to defend America, but maybe to use them after a war starts to kind of level the playing field. I think we still have neutron weapons, even though the U.S. said they did not deploy this. I just don't believe that. There's just too much secret stuff going on in the United States to depend on our government saying that they would give up very beneficial military technology in that regard. But let's take the scenario about all of our naval forces being at risk of these new hypersonic sea-skimming missiles or cruise missiles by the by Russia. The point is, none of those tactically will be used against any of those ships outside of a huge preemptive Third World War first strike by Russia and China. Because if you went and took down a ship with one of these nuclear-powered cruise missiles, I mean, the U.S. can always retaliate with a massive bombardment of nuclear weapons. So none of these weapons will be used individually or singularly against ships. And to be frank, David, our aircraft carrier groups have always been vulnerable to a nuclear ballistic missile. I mean, China has satellites. Russia has satellites. They know where our aircraft carrier groups. You can put a conventional nuclear missile warhead, not maneuvering, even just a straight warhead in the middle of one of those carrier groups, and you'd wipe out the carrier of it. So it doesn't take a hypersonic sea-skimming missile to do that.
Sure, you just need to get close with a high-powered nuclear weapon.
That's right. And so the point is, all of this stuff about NATO having troops on the border with Russia and threatening Russia, that's not how World War III is going to start. World War III is going to start with a preemptive strike on U.S. military forces to decapitate the U.S. ability to respond. And that's why I've talked so much about on your show and others about the dangers of PDD 60, that presidential decision order that takes away our ability to launch on warning. I'm convinced President Trump doesn't even know about. No one's told him about it. I mean, these are the kinds of things that indicate that our government is going to allow a first strike to fall and supposedly retaliate afterwards. But as General Butch Neal said, you know, retaliate with what once you've absorbed the nuclear first strike?
Yes, yes. And so it's important to look at this stuff, to look at the weapons, to look at the policies that have been put in place or changed or taken away. It's important to look at that because from an individual standpoint, it gives us an idea as to, our jeopardy in this. And going back again to Hawaii, there was a great deal of anger with people, even threatening somebody who was not involved in this false alarm. He had all kinds of threats against him personally because somebody found a picture of him in that facility. They thought that he might have been the guy that had done the false alarm. So much anger over a false alarm, but there's no anger over a false sense of security. And as you were pointing out earlier, there are things that we can do to try to protect ourselves to some degree. I mean, we can argue for the correct policies and, we can try to bring these things up in the public forum. But ultimately, there are some things that we really have to do for our own safety, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, David, if people think the government is going to protect them, I mean, if the government really wanted to protect us, they wouldn't be just building bunkers for themselves. They would be encouraging other people to take some action. They're not even encouraging any food storage. I mean, the government has it on the website, but there's no politician up there saying we ought to prepare for a coming war, which looks very, very likely. We have a very false sense of security in the West that we can simply rely. The United States has never been attacked. We can rely on our government to protect us. And even conservatives fight day and night, supposedly for our liberty, but are doing very little to prepare if we aren't successful. Mm-hmm. If Trump isn't successful in taking down the deep state. I mean, the chances of him doing that, not really knowing who's really deep state and who's not, are infinitesimally small. And so while I fight and you fight for our liberty and to try to awaken people to the secret combinations of power that threaten our nation, we still ought to be preparing for the takedown. We ought to be preparing for temporary loss of liberty and life in a country which we hold dear.
That's right. And it's not just a nuclear attack. There's so many different things that can happen. That's why, as you pointed out, just $3,000. Is that, you were talking about how to implement a high security shelter in the home. Is that what you're talking about, the $3,000 upgrade?
And yeah, if you do it yourself, that's what the materials would cost. And you can get a 12-inch concrete block ceiling over the head of a basement room, a small room within your basement, a slightly lowered ceiling, and you can put in the facilities we talk about in the book. And, you know, you don't have to hire a lot of this done. And you say, well, I'm not handy. Well, you know, people can learn these things. These are not difficult skills to learn. And the worst thing you can do is hire a group of people who are going to go down to the bar and talk about this bunker or safety.
I know where we can go if things hit the fan. I just worked on this house and put all that stuff in. Yeah, I get your point. Exactly. Yeah, it's very important to do it yourself and to take responsibility, even to the building of a shelter. Very important. And of course, those books are on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. And you're talking about food. I mean, right now is a good time to get storable food with a sale that we've got 40% off and free shipping. So it's always important as we look at the big picture and as we try to get active in government and we try to change things, it's always important to make sure that we take care of ourselves. That's like arguing for the Second Amendment but not having any firearms at home, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's really important that people also get a radiation meter. If there is a nuclear event, even though it's not likely to hit American cities, it's only going to target military forces, because the winds flow west to east in the United States, everything in Seattle, San Diego, San Francisco, et cetera, that is hit, that fallout is going westward. And you've got to know, even if you have a shelter or some temporary protection, how to get out of harm's way and how to know when it's safe to come out. And you just don't know that. There won't be any television or radio to tell you that it's safe. You need to have a radiation meter.
So, well, if you have a radiation meter, you know, even with a nuclear power plant, I mean, we've got aging nuclear power plant infrastructure. We've got a nuclear reactor in California that's a lot of them close to fault lines. So, I mean, if they have a problem, as you point out, you got westerly winds going to carry that across the United States, just as we saw with Chernobyl blowing the problems across Western Europe. And so you're not going to be able to detect that and know it for sure. You're not going to be able to rely on the government to tell you the truth about that if you don't have a meter to verify it yourself.
And it's important, you know, your staff just put up a thing of Geiger counters. Geiger counters aren't appropriate for nuclear radiation. They're too low of a reading. You need things that register up to 500 rems an hour. In both of my books, The Secure Home and the High Security Shelter book that you have, it has sources of where you could get radiation meters that are suitable for civil defense.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Joel. That's a great tips. And again, always work to preserve liberty and the Constitution, but also prepare to protect yourself. And that's what Joel is really expert on. Take a look at the books that he's got there. Very interesting point of view. You can find out more from Joel at worldaffairsbrief.com. That's it for our program. Thank you for joining us.